Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for waiting. At this time, we would like to welcome everyone to PDG's first quarter of 2011 earnings conference call. We would like to inform you that this call and the slides are being broadcast in the internet at the company's website, www.pdg.com.br, and that a presentation is available to download at the investor information section. Also, this event is being recorded, and all participants will be in listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After the company's remarks are completed, there will be a question and answer section. At that time, further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press star zero to reach the operator. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements are based on the beliefs and assumptions of PDG management and on information currently available to the company. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions because they relate to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur in the future. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors could also affect the future results of PDG and could cause results to differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now, I'll turn the conference over to Mr. Zeca Grabowski, CEO. Mr. Grabowski, you may begin your conference.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. Here's Zeca speaking. As usual, it's a pleasure for us to be here presenting our quarterly results to you. The first quarter of 2011 was very good for PDG. The operational numbers already released were very strong and giving us a lot of comfort to our full-year guidance being achieved as in the previous years. For sure, especially the speed of sales, we'll be talking in more detail later, let's say, was a good surprise for the first quarter. The financial numbers released today are also very solid and consistent with our expectations, especially when you consider the very high level of activity that we have been operating in the last 3 to 4 quarters. Michelle and the rest of the team that are here with me today will go through the numbers in more detail soon. I would like to spend some minutes to talk about the general shareholders meeting occurred in April 26th and clarify a misunderstanding that is creating some noise in the market since then. The shareholders meeting approved the financial statements for 2010, the re-election of our board of directors, the same exact names, including myself and Michelle, the re-election of the fiscal council, and the distribution of dividends, an amount close to 187 million reais that will be paid in July 1st. At the same time, the shareholders meeting did not approve the annual maximum compensation for the management for 2011, which looked to be a very problematic issue between the management and the shareholders. In reality, it's not such a big issue, and I want to explain it to you to avoid the continuation of this misunderstanding and the rumors that came together with it. As you know, PDG is a full corporation with 75 to 80% of its shareholders being foreign institutional investors. There is a consulting company, Institutional Shareholder Services, ISS, that provides guidance for voting to investors of all the major listed companies in Brazil, including PDG. Their recommendation in this specific item of the shareholders' meeting was against the approval exclusively because PDG decided not to disclose the individual compensation of its management in 2010 as required by CVM and used the benefit of a legal class action which granted us and many other companies the right not to disclose the individual numbers for security reasons of the officers. In reality, we released the total number and, of course, the average number, but not the individual, the maximum and the minimum numbers. The amount proposed for 2011, the annual maximum compensation, is, by the way, the exactly same number approved for 2010. So the number was not in discussion, and the IAS did not come with an alternative number as a proposal. It was more like a question of going against the fact that we were not releasing all the information asked by CVM. We decided to do so because last year we disclosed all the numbers, and as many other big companies in different sectors decided not to do with the benefit of this class action, so our numbers got a lot of publicity from newspapers, magazines, with a very big personal discomfort for our officers. So this year we decided that we could use the same class action to provide more security for our officers. After the shareholders' meeting, with the advice of the legal counsels and discussions during the board meeting that happened last Friday, we decided to solve this issue in the following way: to call a new shareholders' meeting that will probably take place in the next 45 days to deliberate specifically about this, and in the meantime, talk to our main foreign shareholders and to this company, IIS, to try to explain and convince them to change their votes. In case we see that this continues to be a problem for them or the shareholders, we will disclose the numbers and finish with the spending issue in this next shareholders' meeting. Okay? So far, the feedback we received from some investors that we already talked about were very positive, and as soon as they understand exactly what is the point, they got comfortable and they said to us that they would change their recommendations of vote. Anyway, there's no big problem between the management and the company and its shareholders, and the rumors that myself and Michelle could be leaving the company because of that is totally absurd. So it's a minor issue, more like a bureaucratic issue than anything else, and will be solved within the next 45, 60 days, no big problem. Besides that, and continuing with the recent events, there were some good news in the branding front. We believe that the integration of the brand names into PDG only is already producing effects, and the total amount spent in institutional campaign was less than $2 million, and there is no more money to be spent on exclusively institutional investments on the branding. For sure, the amount of advertising that we'll be producing during the year through the launchings will keep creating a very positive effect for the new brand. In terms of market share in Rio and Bahia, we were once again recognized in Rio as the leading company, let's say by ADEME, and in Salvador for the first time in 2010, we received the news recently that we were the company of the year by ADEME Bahia. Okay? Other things that we've been doing that are starting to create positive results on the online advertising, the new website of PDG integrated for all companies is already producing a lot of visits, a lot of leads for the sales team to convert it into sales. So we are very positive about all these benefits. And recently we launched the new customer relationship portal. For sure this year, we are paying a lot of attention with delivering the units, finalizing all the construction as much as possible on schedule. For sure, we have a lot of past due projects that came from Agile that will be delivered through this year, as you know, and we are continuing to pay a lot of attention to make it happen. We'll be talking in more detail about that during the presentation as well. Thanks again, and now I'll pass on to Michelle.
Hi, everybody. This is Michelle speaking. Continue on page 3 of the presentation. I'm going to talk about operational highlights and financial highlights. So straight to the operational, we launched at 1.76 billion reais. We sold 1.7 billion. So we started the year very strong. First half of the year, we continue to be strong overall on PDG. In the first quarter, we did 29% on sales over total supply, or our VSO, as we call it in Portuguese. Our target continues to be in between 25 to 30%. We are working in the higher range of this level in the second quarter of this year. So the second quarter so far is coming well, or very well, as we consider. And the other, and I believe the other very important information that happened from January up to April was the amount or number of units delivered under PDG. We delivered so far 8.5 thousand units. I think that number is extremely important because most of it came from the digesting period that we have from Agri. Remember that when we bought Agri, we knew that 2011, the main challenge of the year was exactly to highlight and to keep tracking the delivering of the units. And Julia will mention later during the presentation specific numbers about this growth, but it's very clear to us that the point of digesting and delivering so far since 2005, when all of the large companies became public in the home builders, so far none of the companies delivered that amount of units in a period like that. And we know there are challenges for the year to deliver 35,000, and we are on track of that. One important thing, we'll get into the financial highlights, but as we've been growing, the conversations that I've been having with the investors over the last 3 or 4 months, I think we had two main highlights. First of all is what the capacity of digesting or delivering units or that amount of units. And the second one, if so, can you do that with controlled cost, continue to have margins without exploding or without creating one-offs of bad budget supply or bad budget process. What's important is that since we acquired Agri, we took all of the budgets, we aligned alongside the curve exactly to address that. That's why our gross margin came down, and over time this will go up. We'll continue to have more 1 or 2 quarters of this channel of 28-30% of gross margin. Again, we don't have the very fine-tuning if this is 1% more or 1% less, but like we don't believe that we're going to get out of this channel in the short term. Then over time, the new developments from Agri will contribute with a much higher margin. So what we have today in terms of financials, we have the net revenue of 1.5 billion reais. That number, one important thing to mention is that that number could be a little bit over that. Probably we could have something around more 80 to 90 million reais in sales this quarter. But remember that, as we mentioned before in the previous conference calls, one of the things that we had in Agri to do was really taking care of the sales that were not, that were booked, but people were not paying on the day by day. So the cancellations, we updated that, and this quarter we did roughly 150 million reais in cancellation. That this is extremely important because we believe that we're going to sell higher, and more than that, continue to have a very good portfolio of receivables within PDG. We believe that one more quarter of probably 80 to 90 million reais. With that, we seize all of the problems from the portfolio in terms of clients within Agri, and that we'll be able to get higher margin. But with that, because of the POC, when we cancel something, we have to recognize back all of the revenues recognized. So that's why I believe that we could have a little bit more revenues. In terms of margins, we had the 28.9, and adjusted margin, we had gross margin of 35.2. Again, very healthy margins. And more important than that, coming to the EBITDA level, we are already in the 24% EBITDA margin, and net income and return on equity, we are back to the 16% ratio. As time passes, as we get the new projects from Agri, we believe that we're going to recover that 100 to up to 300 leaps alongside the year. So what we feel today, what we really see is that on the old developments from Agri, mainly happened because of Klabi Segal, and we knew that, that's the most important part, that projects are going out during this year, and these projects are 25% below gross margins. The new projects launched from Agri since August last year, they are margins around 33 to 38%. The problem on the bad side is that we had recognized a very little of this very good sales from this project. And this will start to be recognized in terms of critical mass, mainly the second half of the year when we start the constructions in terms of full construction power into this project. So, most important thing, I think we believe that here we are used to, overall to plan a lot and to really concentrate what we should execute. I think the two important tasks for this year are really capacity of delivering and this number of 8,500 units, and every quarter we'll be continuing to see that on the day by day. Particularly Zeca is looking on the day by day on the engineering side, the task that he has been handling personally and also on the client level. So one target is this, and I believe that we are really on track for that. And the second target that was since the beginning of PDG is really the profitability level of PDG that we will continue to enhance quarter over quarter to come back to the levels that we were before Agri, but with a much higher critical mass. So we are very happy with the numbers that are getting. I think overall, these numbers reflect right decisions that we took in the past. The problem of the real estate sector is that bad or good decisions, it takes a long time to pass through the results. I think the right decisions that we took last year when we acquired Agri and even in the past, mainly targeting profitability, are appearing and making the difference of the day by day. Now I'll pass to Julia and then to Pedro to continue the discussion on the numbers.
Hi everyone, this is Julia speaking. This morning I'm going to talk about the operational data, but I will try to be as brief as possible since this number were released last month. Regarding the launches, on page 4, we launched 1.76 billion reais in this quarter, an increase of 67% over the first quarter of 2010. Once again, this is an indication of a consistent level of quarterly launches. So we reached 19% of the yearly guidance, and we are very comfortable to achieve 40 to 45% of the midpoint of the guidance in the first half of this year. On the next slide, we show the evolution of our sales in the quarter, which was 1.7 billion, 26% higher than in the first quarter of 2010. Of this total, 705 million were sales launches in the same period, and almost 1 billion were sales of inventories, which resulted in a 29% of VSO. Despite this quarter is already showing a very good level of sales, we are still expecting 25 to 30% of VSO per quarter. In the next slide, you can see the segmentation of the income and the geographic distribution. We launched more in the mid in this quarter. One reason was the first that the first 2 months we didn't launch so much. We didn't launch units eligible for My House, My Life program because the price review was not yet in fact. So the important thing here is that we continue to focus on the units below 500,000 reais, as you can see in the graph in the right, that we show 80% of my sales were between mid to low income. In the geographic distribution of the PDG, it is important to emphasize that the company's strategy is to gain efficiency in the markets that we already are, in order to gain scale. Today, we are in the 12 leading markets in Brazil that have critical mass and enough demand to absorb the level of launching. To justify a very high quality of management team, an outstanding management team, like we have in São Paulo, Rio, Bahia, and other areas. In slide 7, shows the units delivered, like Michel said. Today we have an estimate of 15,000 units to be delivered in the first half. With the monthly number closes until April, we have reached 56% of the estimates, delivering 8,500 units. This is extremely relevant to PDG, especially consider the annual growth rate that was 321% compared to the same period of the last year. That's why we need to, this is very important to us. Why? Because we need to monitor this data closely in order to meet the agreements of the client with the client and also to monitor the cash flow of the company. On slide 8, we can see the final position of the land bank that was 29.2 billion. And please notice that we don't make any adjustments to fair value and we only review the feasibility in the pre-launch period. Today, 93% of our land bank is units below 500,000 reais, showing again our focus on mid and low income segments, with SFAs and My House, My Life funding being the main source of our funding. Another important point is our policy of maintaining 2.5 to 3 years of operation in our land bank. With today, our position leaves us very comfortable to just look at the best projects and prioritize the land swap deals. Now I will pass over Pedro Thompson to discuss a little bit about the financial indicators.
Thank you, Julia. Hi, everyone. Pedro Thompson speaking. The net revenue increased 35% compared with first quarter of 2010. Also, we can observe a consistency in gross margin compared with fourth quarter in last year. Adjusted EBITDA in 360 million with 24% of margin, one of the best in the industry. Net revenue in 239 million with 16% of net margin. In the next slide, we can see the SG&A structure, which one has efficiency in these expenses with launching amounts.
And to close the presentation, I'm going to highlight the main points of the indebtedness. Today, we have a position of debt of 4.87 billion on debt that's based on debt linked to TR, that basically in our debt is SFAs and FCTF debentures. And today, we have 67% of our debt in this profile with an average rate of TR plus 10. In addition, 28% is working capital, with a rate between CDI, CDI plus 2.5. Another point here that's really important is the net debt to equity ratio. That's 52%, and last quarter was 51%. That's because of the duration of the debt that's longer, we have a very more longer term, allowing us to be a little bit more leveraged. And of course, because of the SFA, make us comfortable with this leverage. So now we can open for the Q&A.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now initiate the questions and answer section. If you would like to ask a question, please press star, then one on your touchtone phone. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove your question from the queue by pressing star, then two. The first question is from Carlos Berrelong from ADC. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you for the call, gentlemen. Two questions, if I may. First one related to profitability. As you mentioned, you increased your ROE to 16%. Can you give us some idea as to how you expect that to progress throughout the year and what's the target that you're aiming for next year? And the second question is related to margins. You mentioned that you expect EBITDA margins to expand between 100 to 300 basis points as the year progresses. Should we expect the second quarter to be similar to the first quarter and then the expansion more on the second half? Is that correct? Thank you.
Hi, Carlos. This is Michel. Starting with the second question, it's correct. We believe that the second quarter will continue to have pressure in terms of delivering units with very low margins. For sure that 80% of the total units that we have to deliver from the old Agri will be delivered this year. So alongside the year, we'll be recovering margins. So the second half continuing the same level that we are today, then the new projects will come to the balance sheet from Agri. So we have these 100 to 300 bips to gain alongside the year, and mainly in the fourth quarter of the year, with these units. So overall, the ROE and net income will be around 16 to 17, then ending the year with something around 18%. It's what we expect. And for next year, having this plan, this number should be between 19 to 20. So at the end, we are working this year to be between 16 to 18 with chance to surprise on the upside, and next year starting with the 20% ratio. Right. What we are planning today, we will probably get into a company in the last quarter of the year or alongside the next year with something around 300 to 350 million reais of earnings on a quarterly basis. Well, that's we believe that's what we can have, excluding bonus, and that's why it's a good shape for next year. Okay, excellent. Starting the beginning of next year, sorry.
Okay. Thank you, Michel.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Marcelo Mata, J.P. Morgan. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Congratulations for the results. Two quick questions. The first is if the company could provide a quick update on the Marriott partnership. And the second one is related to cash burn expectations. What should we expect going forward? And, I mean, for 2012, we do expect a strong cash generation, but, I mean, what could be the level of this cash, and I mean, how could it be used in 2012?
So, this is Michel again. On the Marriott, we have today 6 to 8 projects under analysis. Marriott has to come back with answers within the next 90 days, which one of them they will desire to do. We expect to have approved in between 2 to 4 in this first wave of projects. So, for sure, next call we'll have a better update, but like, so far it's been well. So now we'll go to the, now we have the real proof if it's working or not with this approval of the projects. Okay, and the second one, in terms of cash flow, we'll continue to have negative cash flow within the next quarters. We expect to have on the fourth quarter a neutral cash flow, and next year, positive cash flow. For sure, the idea is to enhance this the payout dividend in something around 35 to 40%, because we also will not expect to grow much more. Probably we are also getting into a growth of 10 to 15% per year. This will be, we are still thinking on the next year, but like if you ask me today, probably what we see in house is something around 10 to 15% growth, not much more than that. So we have a lot of excess cash flow coming from that. We continue to expect to have a very high level of debt inside the company. So we prefer to distribute cash flow on the shareholders' level as dividends.
Perfect. Very clear. Thank you very much.
Again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star, then one. The next question is from Adrian Herla, J.P. Morgan. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, and thank you for the call and congratulations on the result. Two questions. Just if you can clarify a bit, I mean, there were some speculation there that the compensation for management wasn't approved. Could you elaborate a little bit on that, and especially on any chances that we could see any of the top management leaving the company? Then my second question is if you can just tell us what are the main risks that you're seeing over the next 12 months. What you're focusing most of your attention on from now until the end of the year? Thank you so much to all of you.
Okay, hi Adrian, it's Zeka. Regarding the problem in the shareholders meeting, I hope I had clarified. For sure, it was not a big issue. It was much more a technical, bureaucratic issue with the voting system and the voting recommendations. So we believe that will be clarified in the next 45 to 60 days. So for sure, this was not a new event for us, myself and Michelle and the rest of the team here in terms of disagreement with the board or between the board and the shareholders. So you can see that the board was totally re-elected, so there was no issue in that direction. Regarding, let's say, the two of us or any other senior guy from PDG leaving PDG, there is no such a discussion at this moment. Let's say we don't see that happening in the near future. Let's say the way we run PDG, the way all of us have alignment of interest through stock options, through the bonus system that we have here, we believe that, let's say, we'll continue to have more and more people growing internally in the company and continuing to be with us in the long run instead of, let's say, losing any of our directors, any of our senior officers to a competitor or something like this. In my case, and Michelle, even more clear in that regard, let's say, we created this company, so for sure there is no way that we'll be, let's say, thinking about leaving in the short term, or even worse, thinking about leaving to work for our competitors. There's no way that we would be doing that, okay? But anyway, if anybody has any doubts, let us know.
Very clear, Zeka. Thank you.
We can talk openly. Regarding the risk, or not exactly the risk, but what am I focusing a lot today, and I think it will be the trend throughout the year, is execution and delivery. So I've been having much more than usually meetings with our guys from the engineering side of the company, making sure, let's say, to help them in all possible way to be according to their plans, even hiring more people in the engineering side of the company to make sure that we are according to plan, and also in the delivery of units front. This is a big task for sure this year. We are in good shape so far with the 8,500 units already delivered in the first 4 months. But let's say the goal for the year is a strong one, 35,000 units. So we are trying to keep that on track and trying as much as possible to have a good relationship with the clients. For sure, we have a lot of problems with past due projects coming from Agri, and the level of stress in some cases with the clients is very high. In some cases, let's say around 20% of the cases, they are totally right in their, let's say, their claims, in their perception that, let's say, they have some rights against us, and we are trying to take care of that. In the majority of the cases, it's just the question of the stress that is caused by a construction that is delivered with delays. We are trying to handle that, let's say, the best way possible. But for sure, there's a big activity here, down here, in the client in the customer service area of the companies inside PDG, especially in Agri. Just a good number regarding the engineering, the construction side of the group. We have now 750 engineers, including the own training, the interns, let's say, that will become, engineers soon. So it's a big number of people that gives us comfort that we'll have good things working for us, let's say, in the future. But for sure, this is our challenge for the year.
And this is with how many projects that you have right now under construction, just to have an idea of engineers per project?
We probably have in total close to 400 or a little bit over 400 construction sites going on.
Excellent.
One turn and one engineer. In average.
Perfect. Very clear. And just, if I may, just one final question. If you can just give us your view on the outlook for the mid and high income segments and the low income segments with regards to demand and with regards to prices.
Hi, this is Pedro. This is Michel again.
Hi, Michel.
All of the segments actually are doing very well. This has been a good conversation that actually I've been having with the investors, because the perception, like what we like is that we have a platform, and like mid-low income is doing very well in terms of sales, although margins are compressed. When we have higher inflation, that makes the results come much lower. So that's why we are launching much less in the Minha Casa Minha Vida, exactly only on places that we see profitability for us. In the other case, people would ask on our side, oh, if you're not launching that much there, probably you'll launch less. The answer is no. Why? Mid-class is doing very, very well. Remember that the benefits of the saving accounts for mid-class, that you have a fixed rate plus TR, that it's zero related to inflation, and makes a very good opportunity, buying opportunity for the individuals. So mid-class is doing really very well, and also high-end. So at the end, all of the segments are doing great. In our case, is that we are approaching more the mid-class, because in the mid-low, we are not seeing a lot of returns in all of the segments of the Minha Casa Minha Vida. On some of them, we are doing well. On some of them that we don't see returns, we are out.
Excellent, Michel. And how do you see then prices on the middle income and also on the high income for this year on, on a square meter basis relative to last year? Increasing somewhere around the 10-15%?
In our feasibility studies, we are considering zero growth in terms of prices to compare to last year.
Keeping up with inflation, that's our main assumption.
With INCC or with inflation, Seca?
No, keeping up with inflation.
Okay.
I think somewhere around 6% to 8% growth during the year. But in reality, I believe that in some specific areas, Rio de Janeiro, for example, and some neighborhoods of São Paulo, we will see, let's say, real growth above inflation again this year, not in the same levels of 2010 for sure, but we still see a lot of demand for some specific areas in the marketplace.
Thank you so much to all of you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
This concludes the question and answer section. At this time, I would like to turn the floor back to Mr. Grabowski for any closing remarks.
Okay, so thank everybody for the attention. As we said, let's say 2011 is looking to be a very promising year for PDG. We are very happy with the results so far, and we believe, let's say, we'll continue to deliver good and positive surprises throughout the year. In general, we expect the second half for sure to be better as usual. So in the full year, the total numbers of PDG will be very good for sure. As usual, let's say we'll keep having as much contact as possible with you. Let's say we have many conferences in front of us throughout the year. Let's say next week will be, Michelle will be in Europe in the beginning of the week and the end of the week in New York in the Itaú conference. In the beginning of the week in London, in Santander.
And Goldman Sachs.
And Goldman Sachs events. So, for sure, we'll have a lot of opportunities to get in touch with you. But please feel free to call us. To all the IR team is here at your disposal, as usual, for questions, discussions, whatever. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. And this thus concludes today's presentation. You may disconnect your line at this time, and have a nice day.